This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
In Mountain View last night, in addition to the highway bond issue, which passed with 513 for and 271 against, an extension of a sales tax for water and sewer improvements also passed by a vote of 624 to 264 against. Mountain View Mayor.
You know, Gary, we really had to have that. If we didn't, we were going to be a little bit of a problem. We got 70% of the vote, and I thought that was very good.
That money is earmarked, isn't it, Mayor?
Right. That's for the water and sewer departments, not for the city of Mountain View. That's all it's for, though, Gary.
Really needed to have that tax passed, and looks like the residents stepped up and responded.
Yes, it did. We had to. If we wouldn't have done that, it would have been. Our rates were so low, we would have had to keep raising the rates, and we wouldn't have been able to do this work for 10 years. We weren't even eligible for grants because of our rates being so low. Work we're going to do down there, Gary, it's going to be helpful for a lot of years down the road. We are hoping for 40 years at least.
Again, in Mountain View, the extension of that sales tax for water and sewer improvements got 70% approval. And last night, the Batesville City Council went through the first reading of a proposed ordinance that would establish a supplemental 5% tax on alcoholic beverages, liquor, beer, and wine that are sold at establishments located inside the city limits. The city's proposed supplemental beverage tax is in addition to the state's supplemental tax of 17%. The city will consider a resolution to direct all revenues received from the proposed tax to be used for public safety, police, fire, and emergency services. The ordinance will require three readings before passage. The second reading will come at the next regularly scheduled City Council meeting on November 22nd. The Council meets at City Hall at 5:30. Judge Robert Griffin said today that Independence County government offices will be closed Friday in observance of Veterans Day, a national holiday. Griffin said he encourages the county citizens to say thank you to the many veterans and current military personnel for their commitment and service that has given us the opportunity to enjoy many freedoms. Judge Griffin said county government offices will resume normal business hours on Monday. Stone, Izzard, and Sharp counties have also advised us they will observe Friday as a holiday. And a Cushman area woman's been cited to appear in district court later this month after being found passed out in her vehicle Tuesday in the middle of Cave Creek Road. Deputy Michael Darr's official report says 28-year-old Mary M. Kelly of Colleytown Road was found by Deputy Sean Stevens, who reported the car had a strong odor of marijuana. Stevens said Kelly admitted to smoking marijuana and was in possession of a cigarette pack that contained marijuana. Darr said Kelly also appeared to be intoxicated. She was ticketed with misdemeanor possession of marijuana and public intoxication. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.